Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on the second line of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph Lema Misayele. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimchala. Shalom and Neshama should have an aliyah. We are going to discuss the following today. We started to discuss yesterday, Bia B'miksas Shema Bia or Lo Shema Bia. Is partial entering into the Azara considered that you've entered into the Azara and the Nafkamina? If you're Tameh, whether you violated the Isser of entering the Azara Bitumah. So the Gemara is going to try to prove that Bia B'miksa Shema Bia from the fact that we're unable to do take of the Smicha Shchita by the Asham Mitzora. Now, if Bia B'miksas were Lo Shema Bia, then it would be easy to fulfill take of the Smicha Shchita because he can stick his hands into the Azara, have a Smicha right there, and then they could have take of the Smicha Shchita. They could do the Shechita and the Tzofen of the Azara without hefsik between them. So the Gemara is going to use that as a raya. Then the Gemara is going to raise the issue if smicha, the din that you do smicha on an Asher Mitzora is da'oraisa, and take off the smicha Shechita is also din da'oraisa, then why is it that we don't allow the Mitzora to enter the Azara based on Torah law? The Torah is the thing that the Torah itself requires smicha. The Torah requires tekel the smicha shchita, so let him go into the Azara to do his requirement midoraisa. Isn't that just the Torah telling us that we make an exception that he's allowed to go into the Azara even though he's tameh? So the Gemara is going to have three answers to that question. Then the Gemara is going to talk about going to give two other explanations as to why Reish Lakish allows a tameh meis who's also a balkeri to stick his hands into the Azara. If Bia B'miksas is Shema Bia on Erev Pesach, in order to be able to bring his Karban Pesach. So the Gemara is going to have two more approaches to that. And then at the end of the daf, the Reish Lakish is going to have three different halachos that he derives from the Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. So let's begin again. We are at Lema Misayele, the second line of the page, on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. So again, we're going back to what Ula said toward the end of yesterday's Daf, which is Bia B'miksas Shema Bia. Partially entering an area, that is considered that you've entered that area. You don't need Rosho Verubo, even just part of your body going in, that's considered that you've entered such an area. So Lema Misayele, I'll bring you a raya to what Ula said, that Bia B'miksas Shema Bia, that it says in the Braisa, Kol hasmichos, all the smichos that you do on karbanos, that the bailam of a karban has to do smicha with their hands on the head of the animal prior to the shechita. Shahayu sham, that they would have in the base of Mikdash, korei aleim nani, take of the smicha shechita. Not only do they need to do smicha, but whenever they do smicha, the shechita has to happen immediately after the smicha, without any hefsik zman in between them. Take of the smicha shechita. Rashi says, Shadamra v'shachat v'samach, that it says v'shachat, it says v'samach, so take off the smicha, right after the smicha, you need to do the shechita. The Mishnah Maseches Menachos, on Daf Tzadi Gimel tells us, u'bimakom shesomchin shochtin, v'take off the smicha shechita. The Mishnah over there says that in the very spot where you do the smicha, you do the shechita, and take off the smicha, immediately after the smicha, you do the shechita. Rashi on the spot in Maseches Menachos, Rashi in Ksav Yad says, but also makom v'lo yazizena mimkoma. You do the shechita right there, right where you did the smicha. You do not move the animal. However, Tosfos in Maseches Sota says, hey, it doesn't have to be mamish right on the spot where you did the smicha. Tosfos in Sota Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph writes that the sheer hefsik is the sheer that it takes to walk 22 amos. How do I know that? Because over here, the Gemara is going to assume that the sheer of the halicha from Shar Nikanor until the Beis Mitzvah is not considered tkifa, it's not considered take off the smicha shchita, and that shear is more than 22 amos. From Maseches Midos, the distance is no more than 22 amos. So at the very least, on anything less than 22 amos, we don't have a raya that it's considered a hefsek. So that's what Tosa says, that we're assuming that the shear of 22 amos is a fulfillment of takeoff. This matters a lot in halacha, even though we unfortunately don't bring karbanos anymore. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Samech Vav that yesh omrim, that you don't have to be so careful about being mafsik between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, but yesh omrim that tzarich li zaher, that you do need to be careful not to be mafsik between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, and v'tov li zaher, and that's our practice, so we don't speak between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. And the Rama writes that if you wait the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 amos, that that's considered a hefsek. Where did he get that number 22 amos? That's Tosfos and Sota Lamed Tes. That's based on our sugya. That 22 amos is what we consider to be takeoff. That's what we consider to be a hefsek. It's Tosfos and Sota Lamed Tes that Tosfos writes in the context of Netilas Yadayim, where he says takeoff lebirchas Kohanim, that the Kohanim also have a din of takeoff when they wash their hands from when they do doing birchas Kohanim. So you see that all the takeoffs must have the same shear. In the Tshuvas Adnei Paz, he discusses what if you walk more than 22 amos, but you run. You go very fast. You go in the amount of time that it would take to go, 22 amos. So he said that's also takeoff. So he says, well, I don't understand what our whole sugya. We're about to see a whole sugya about how did they do takeoff of smicha shchita. If the smicha had to be done at a certain distance, why not just have the Kohanim run? And then you'll still be able to fulfill takeoff of smicha shchita. So he says it must be that they're not allowed to run. That the Kohanim that would bring the Karban Asham from the Pesach until the Mizbeach had to go Ekev Bitzad Agodel. The Pasuk says Lo Salah B'mal Lo Sal Mizbechi. Tosfos Yeshanim writes in Maseches Yom in the name of the Yerushalmi that they learned from that Pasuk that the Kohanim would go Ekev Bitzad Agodel. They would go heel right in front of big toe. They would take teeny tiny steps, and that had to be the way they would walk in the Beis Hamikdash. That's a very, very slow way of walking. So the Shir Chaf Beizama may not be Shir Chaf Beizama the way a normal person walks. The Shir Chaf Beizama may be Shir Chaf Beizama the way that the people who go Ekev Tzad Agodel. Now you may be wondering, well, wait a second, it's still not very long, right? Meaning we're talking definitely less than a minute, maybe 30 seconds, maybe 40 seconds. So that means that in my house, when I wash Netilah, I'm trying to get everybody to wash and no one listens. So I wash and then someone finally says, Abba wash, he's sitting at the table already, right? So I do my passive aggressive thing. So then finally everyone watches. I'm sitting there for way more than 35 seconds. So it's a kasha, okay? Meaning it's a din l'chadchila that you should do takeoff. If you can't, you can't. You try your best. Rabbi Reisman once had an eitzah. He said that in Hilchos Birchos Kohanim, the halach is that the Kohanim are not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Birchos Kohanim, but they want to give everybody the chance to say the Ribbono Shalom for the bad dreams, because everyone has had nightmares in between one yantif and the other, and they want to say the Yiratzah. So what do? So they sing, and it's as if they're not pausing in the Birchos Kohanim, because if you sing in Yaham, so that's a continuation of the Birchos Kohanim. So Rabbi Reisman said he's no egg. He has the same problem in his house, which I was happy to hear. So he said that he just hums the whole time. So while maybe that's not considered to be a hefsek if you're humming the whole time. I don't know. By Birchas Kohanim, maybe it's not a hefsek because it's a verbal thing. Over here, it's not a verbal thing. It's about netila and bracha. Okay, but what can you do? So anyway, back in the... So Leim Misayel, again, we're trying to bring a raya to Ula that Bia B'mitzah, so Shema Bia, because the Bryce says, Kol HaSmichos Shayisham, all the smichos they would do in the Beis HaMikdash, Kore Aleim Ani, take off the smicha, Shechita, you need to do the Shechita right away after the smicha, Chutz Mizo, except for the Asha Mitzora. Why not? Shaisa B'Sharni Kanor, because it was done in the Sharni Kanor, and then they would bring the carbon into the Azara, and they would shecht it to do the smicha and Sharni Kanor, till they could shecht it in the Azara, that Shein Mitzora Yochali Kanis Hashem. The Mitzora can't go into the Azara in order to do the Smicha, Ad Shemazan Lov Midam Chatas Midam Ashamo, because he's still Tamei. He needs a Azah of the Dam Chatas and the Dam Asham. So you see, the Iyamet Bia B'mikzos Lo Shema Bia, but if you hold that partial entry into an area is not called entering into somewhere, so why by the Asham Mitzora can you not fulfill take of the Smicha Shechita? Very simple Eitzah. Li Ayil Yadei V'Lismoch. Can't the Mitzora stick his hands into the azara, do smicha on the korban, and then they'll shachta right away, right there in the azara. So, and Rashi points out, and even though korban hashem is kachim kachim, that has to be shachted in the northern part of the azara, so you could still shacht it right by the pesach of the azara, because the pesach of the azara was 10 amos wide, and it's mechuvan across from the pesach of the heichal, so it was right in the middle of the width of the azara. So the 5 amos that are in the northern half of the pesach of the azara are kosher to do shechita sa'asham. So as long as he's in the northern side of the doorway, he can stick his hands in the door, do the smicha there, and you'll do the shechita right away. So the braisa presuming that it's impossible to have take up the smicha shechita for the asham etzorah must be assuming that he cannot stick his hands in, because if he were able to stick his hands in, then it would be easy to fulfill take up the smicha shechita. So this is a raya to ula that bia b'mitzah shma bia. He cannot stick his hands in because he's tamei, and a tamei person is not allowed to go into the Migdash. So the Gemara says, not a good raya. Amar Rav Yosef Hamani, Rav Yosef Rav Yudi, Damar, Merucha, Ktzafon. Maybe we're assuming, like the sheet of Rav Yosef Rav Yudi, as far as what's considered the Tzafon of the Azara and where the doorway was, that you can't accomplish takeoff even if you stick your hands inside the door. Meaning the Tzafon of the Azara that we say that you can Shecht Kachim Kachim only in the northern part of the Azara is 22 amos away from the Pesach. It's not that you could stick your hands in the Pesach and you're right there and you're on the northern part. It's 22 amos away. The Asham Mitzora is definitely kachem kachem. It can only be shechted in the Tzafon of the Azara. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Shita is that the place where you can shecht kachem kachem is only keneged hamizbeach until the northern wall of the Azara, and the edge of the mizbeach on the eastern side is 22 amos away from the eastern Pesach Azara, from the Pesach Azara on the eastern side. So even if he was going to stick his hands into the door of the Azara, you still need to walk the animal more than 22 amos, and that's going to be a hafsik. It's not going to be taken for the smicha shechita, and therefore you have no raya that bia b'miktsas is shma bia. You wanted to say that it's a raya bia b'miktsas shma bia because we said it's impossible to do take of the smicha shechita. Well, why is it impossible? Just stick your hands into the Azara. No, even sticking your hands into the Azara is still not going to help with the take of the smicha shechita. It's still impossible. So we can't prove whether you're allowed to or not allowed to stick your hands into the Azara because it doesn't help anyway. So it's still impossible to fulfill take of the smicha shechita. Rabbi Kiveger in his Chidushim has the following kasha. He says, since according to this opinion, bia b'miktsas is lo shma bia, that we're now saying that maybe he is allowed to stick his hands into the Azara, why doesn't the Metzora stick his hands into the Azara and do the smicha? Meaning, granted, you're still not going to fulfill take of the smicha shechita, fine, but you could still at least do the smicha lefnei Hashem. Meaning, isn't there a separate din of doing smicha lefnei Hashem? It's still worthwhile. So it's true. The Braisa observes that all smichos we have take of the smicha shechita except for the Hashem Metzora, because there's no way to solve that problem. Fine, there's no way to solve that problem, but at least let the smicha be lefnei Hashem. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the tzaruch iun gadol. He leaves it as a tzaruch iun gadol. What he means to be saying is that there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. This tzaruch iun gadol is only within Shitas HaTosos. Rashi on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph learns that the din of smicha in the Azara is learned from the din of take of the smicha shechita, meaning that it's all one din. The din of smicha lefnei Hashem is a din of take of the smicha shechita. So wherever take of the smicha shechita is not going to apply, there's also not going to be a din of lefnei Hashem. If that's the case, Rabbi Kiveger is no kasha. Meaning, once we say, "Oh, look, it's an impossibility; we cannot do take of the smicha shechita," so memela, there's no din of lefnei Hashem either on the smicha. However, Tosfos and yesterday's daf said that the din of lefnei Hashem is an independent din, that smicha needs to be done in the azara, and then Rabbi Kiveger has a kasha. If there's one din of take of the smicha shechita, another din that smicha needs to be done in the azara. So granted, sticking his hands into the azara is not going to fulfill take of the smicha shechita because you're still too far away from the tzafon of the azara. You're still chaf beis amo away, but at least fulfill the din of lifnei Hashem. So that's the kasha that Rabbi Akiva Eiger leaves as the Tzarechi in Gadol. So now asks the Gemara, if the reason that you cannot shecht in the Makom HaSmicha is because you need to shecht keneged HaMizbeach, like we're saying, we're similar like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudi, that the northern side of the Zara is only keneged HaMizbeach, so beloved Pishpesh, can't you make a small hole in the wall of the Azara on the northern side of the Azara that's actually keneged HaMizbeach, so that he could stick, the Mitzvah could stick his hands in and do the Smicha there? And why don't, meaning it's a simple Eitzah, right? Meaning we're saying, oh, if he uses the main doorway, so then he's too far away to fulfill take of the Smicha Shechita. But really, he's allowed to stick his hands in. It's just that it's too far away anyway. So there's simple Eitzah. Make another doorway. Make a small opening in the wall that's actually on the northern side of the Azara. Let him stick his hands in there. And the fact that we don't have such an Eitzah, and that could fulfill take of the Smicha Shechita, the fact that we don't have such an Eitzah, isn't that a Raya? That Pia b'miksa shema bia, that he's not allowed to stick his hands in because he's tameh, and even partial sticking his hands in is a problem. So answer the Gemara, no. You can't just make another entrance in the Beis HaMikdash. Abai Rava Dami Tarvayu, Abai and Rava both answer this question because the pasuk in Divrei Hayom says Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai haskil kol malachos hatapnis, that the measurements and the doorways and where everything is and how many doors, all of that is given over from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't change. You can't just bring in a good architect who's going to come in and start moving things around in the Beis HaMikdash, that, start getting creative with the Beis HaMikdash. So they couldn't. They weren't allowed to. Tosfos brings a Mishnah Masech Sanhedrin that Tosfos points out that in Masech Sanhedrin we say Al Pi Beis Din, you are allowed to be Mosif onto the Azara. But what do you mean? I thought I called it Miyad Hashem, that everything's got to be Miyad Hashem and everything's got to be based on the... So Tosfos says that you could be Mosif only if there's an Asmachta from a Pasuk. Like when they were, where we find that they were Mosif based on Asmachta from a Pasuk? The Gemara at the very end of Masech HaSukkah that describes the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Gemara says, Tikun Gadol. They made a tikkun gadol at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What was the tikkun gadol they made at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? That it used to be that the men and the women were on the same floor, and it was just and it led to mingling. So they built a balcony so that you can't have mingling of the men and the women at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That Gemara is the source for the concept of mechitza, right? It doesn't say anywhere in Shas that you need a mechitza in Shul. It actually doesn't say it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch either, which is a bit of a pella. But it doesn't say it anywhere. But that Gemara is the source of the concept of mechitza. So the Gemara over there asks, how could they do that? How are they allowed to just build a balcony in the base? Like you have the right to just decide to change the construction and the overall look of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara said, because they found a pasuk about the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, that even b'shas hesped, that there was a concern that people would mix. So for sure, b'shas simcha, there's such a concern. But they found a pasuk that they have an asmachta to make a change. So Tosa says, so you're only allowed to make a change if you find an asmachta from a pasuk. So Frek Tosa's Viter, over here also you have a pasuk, because the Torah says you should do smicha. And it's only Gezerah that they were Mevatel Smicha in the Azara, according to one answer that we're going to see soon in the Gemara. So there's an Asmachta to be Mosif and to make this Pishpesh, to make this little entranceway. Isn't that enough of an Asmachta? So Tosfos says, no, it's a Gezerah Drabanan, not to be Marbe Bipsios. So that doesn't have a full din of an Asmachta to be Mosif on the Azara. You need something stronger. You need an actual Pasuk that indicates to you that you're going to be Mosif on the Azara. Whatever you have here is not. We'll see soon in the Gemara what we do have, but it's not strong enough. It's not strong enough to make this extra pishpesh in the Azara. So again, the Gemara started by saying that maybe we have a raya that bia b'miksa shema bia from the fact that we do not fulfill take of the smicha shchita by the asham mitzora. Because if bia b'miksa were lo shema bia, let the guy just stick his hands in, let the mitzora stick his hands in the Azara, and you'll be able to fulfill take of the smicha shchita. Gemara said you can't do it because we're assuming that even if he does stick his hands in, sitting, you're still not going to be able to fulfill take of the smicha shechita because it's too far away from the northern part of the azara. So it says Gemara, ikita amri amar Rav Yosef, or others say that the rejection of the raya is that enochinami bia b'miksas is loshma bia. It's you're allowed to stick your hands in when you are tamei, and the halacha maybe is not like Rav Yosef. The halacha is like Rebbe that the entire northern part of the azara is kosher to shecht. So we're back to our kasha, right? That why not just have the guy stick his hand, have the mitzvah stick his hands in, do the smicha, you'll fulfill take of the smicha shechita. Why does the Braisa assume that you cannot fulfill take of the smicha shechita? Says Gemara, because you can't do smicha by just sticking your hands in. Kalasomech rosho verubo machnes. When you do smicha properly, you're putting your head and the majority of your body into the azara, and that for sure a mitzvah is not allowed to do. Why do we assume that he's putting his? Why not just put his hands in? Why are we assuming he's putting his his head in the majority of his body? Because kol kocho be'inan. Because you need to do smicha b'kol kocho. It's not enough to just place your hands on the rosh of the behema. You have to put all of your weight there. So that requires leaning over with rosh of rubo and hilkach lo efshar. And therefore, it would be impossible for the mitzora to do smicha at the entrance. And that's why you're not going to have take of the smicha. Mikdash David makes a diuk from the lashon of the Gemara that according to the man diyamar the bia b'miksas is loshma bia. You're only chayiv karis if rosho virubo go into the azara, but if it's rov gufo without rosho or rosho without rov gufo, that still qualifies as bia b'miksas because the Gemara says that the only problem over here, the only reason the mitzora is not able to stick his hands in, and that is because it's rosho virubo. So it sounds like one or the other would still qualify as bia b'miksas. Now, what seems clear according to this opinion in the Gemara is that to do smicha b'kol kocho, you need to put in rosh of rubo. That there's no way you'll be able to do smicha b'kol kocho without leaning rosh of rubo of your body in the place where the animal is. Now, that causes problems because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'aser Kabanos that you need smicha b'kol kocho, and yet when he describes the smicha of the Asher Mitzora in Hilchos Mechusrei Kabanos, he says that he's machnis shtei yadav la'azara v'somech. The Rambam holds you actually do stick your hands into the azara to do the smicha. But wait a second. If you need smicha b'kol kocho, and our Gemara is assuming the only way to do smicha b'kol kocho is by putting rosho verubo, there's no way the mitzvah is allowed to put rosho verubo into the azara. And the Rambam says he could put his hands into the azara. So the Keren Ora and other Achronim explain that the Rambam holds that that even according to the original lashon of the Gemara, you need smicha b'kol kocho. It's just that he holds that you could be somich b'kol kocho even with just sticking your hands in. The Gemara is only saying over here that it's possible to do a smicha b'kol kocho by just sticking your hands in, but it's unlikely, meaning you're very likely to, this opinion of the Gemara assumes that it's the normal thing to do when we tell a person to do smicha b'kol kocho, that he starts leaning his entire body. But not that it's impossible to do smicha b'kol kocho without leaning your entire, without shifting your entire body toward where your hands are. So lo efshar doesn't really mean lo efshar, it means unlikely, and that's why we're not going to allow it. That must be how the Rambam says. So anyway, the Gemara goes back to explain the price. We said, in Asher Mitzora, you cannot fulfill take of the smicha shechita by an Asher Mitzora. Well, my kasavar, what exactly do we hold? I kasavar smicha Asher Mitzora daraisa. If you hold that an Asher Mitzora requires smicha on a daraisa level, and the take of the smicha shechita daraisa, and we hold that take of the smicha shechita is a din daraisa, so leil v'lismach lehedya. Why not let him into the azara to do smicha? Because after all, drachmana amar. Obviously, if the Torah tells me that you need smicha, and the Torah tells me that you need take of the smicha shechita, so I know normally a mitzvah is not allowed to go into the azara, but the combination of those two dinim daraisa tell me that for this purpose he's allowed to go into the azara, that apparently as a tamei person he's allowed to go into the Azara. Now Tosfos raises the question by all Tumeim that need to bring a carbon during their Tumah, they send the other people to bring the carbon and they don't do smicha because they're not allowed to go in for the sake of the smicha, so they just skip the smicha. So how come the Gemara is saying, no, but by definition it must be, if there's a din d'oraisa called smicha, that the Metzora is allowed to go in? What do you mean? Whenever anybody has a din of a car, whenever anybody is tame and has to send a korban that requires smicha, we just skip the smicha because there's nothing you could do. So why is that so difficult to imagine that the same is true by a Metzora? So Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Neil writes that by all other korbanos, it happens to be that sometimes the guy is tame who's sending the korban. So in those cases, you won't do smicha. The Metzora is always tame. That's the definition of tzaras. Tzaras is a form of tumma. We think of it as a skin condition. It's that too. But primarily, it's a form of tumma. So the Metzora is always tame. So the whole din d'oraisa that the recovery requires smicha would never be fulfilled. So what the Gemara is asking is that it must be, the Torah is telling us that there's an exception to the rule. That you're right. Generally speaking, a tame person is not allowed into the Azara. But if the Torah tells me take up the smicha shchita, and the Torah tells me it needs smicha, and there's no way to fulfill take of the smicha shchita without walking into the Azara, so obviously we let him go into the Azara. So the Gemara says three answers. Amar Rav Hadavar Masna, Gzera Shemi Yabra B'Psios. You're right. Midaraisa, we would let him walk into the Azara. But we're afraid that once you let him walk into the Azara, he's going to spatzir around, and he'll take, people sometimes, in shul, they like to get a little antsy, they like to walk around and see what's there. So he's going to walk around. He's going to be Marba B'Psios, and he's going to be Chayv Kares for doing that, for being Marba B'Psios. Rashi writes that, what does it mean? After he does the smicha, he's going to go one extra step, Sad Pnim, more than he was allowed to go. And for that, he's going to be Chayiv Kares. So the Rosh Hashanah makes two diyukim in this Rashi. Fascinating. He says, first of all, sounds like that it's only after he does the smicha. That any time prior to doing the smicha, since he has business there, since he has to be there, so going, taking the extra step prior to doing the smicha would not be a Chayiv Kares, because he's allowed to be there at that time. Furthermore, he says, we could have further been medayik from Rashi, that it's only if he takes an extra step, litzad pnim, because that's what Rashi says, that he goes an extra step in. But if he takes a longer route than he needs to take, but the entire route that he takes is he just takes a bad angle, but the entire route that he takes is litzad chutz, that would be okay. So the Rosh Hashanah just points out, that seems to be against the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says that if a person becomes tameh in the Azara, and he could go out b'derech ktsara, and he goes out b'derech harucha, he's chayiv. Even though every step he took was l'tzad chutz, but it wasn't the most direct route, so he's going to be chayiv for that. So the Rosh Hashanah points out the mashmos of this Rashi, l'chora is against that. But anyway, answer number one is that you're right. On a d'oraisa level, a mitzora is allowed to go into the azara to do a smicha, to fulfill take of the smicha shchita, that would be no problem. The problem is gzeirah shem yarbe b'psios, that he might take too many steps. Answer number two, Ikadamri Amar Ravada Bar Masna. Rav Adam Masa says that a smicha sasha mitzora d'oraisa. You're right that doing the smicha is the din d'oraisa. Take off the smicha l'shchita lav d'oraisa. But the din that take off the smicha l'shchita, that's only a din midrabanan. So since min haTorah he could do the smicha outside of the Azara, and then they could just walk the behemah into the Azara and shecht it in the northern part of the Azara, it's not going to be take off. Yeah, but there's no din of take off on a d'oraisa level. So you have no raya that the Torah allows him to go into the Azara. Because from a Torah perspective, if he doesn't need to go into the Azara, let him do the smicha outside. You don't need take of the smicha shchita. The whole thing is only a din midrabanan. So the Gemara asks meisvei, but I could ask from the fact that the Braisa darshins as follows. Torah says v'samach, it says v'samach yadal rosh ha'ola, and then the very next pasuk says v'shachat, it says v'shachat ben abakal lefnei Hashem. So why are those two halachos of v'samach and v'shachat in consecutive psukim to tell me that make a hekish, ma smicha b'taharin, just like smicha is only done with tahor people, av shchita b'taharin, the shechita is only kosher if it's done with Torah people. But v'i amrit, but if you're going to say that the din of tekel for the smicha l'shechita is lav d'oraisa, b'tmei nami mishkachasa. If you're going to tell me tekel for smicha l'shechita is not a din d'oraisa, then it could be that tamei people could also do the smicha, because the din of the smicha only being by Torah people is derived from the fact that it says by shechita lefnei Hashem, which means in the Azara, and you can't do smicha outside of the Azara because of tekel for smicha l'shechita. So therefore, tameim who are not able to go into the Azara can't do smicha. But if that's only a din midrabanan that you need tekel for smicha l'shechita, so how do I know that tameim are not kosher to do the smicha? A tamei person could do the smicha outside of the Azara, and a Torah person will then bring the animal into the Azara and shecht it. So Ella says Gemara a third answer. Epoch, we should switch it around. Smicha sasha mitzora lav daraisa. The very requirement for smicha of nasha mitzora is not daraisa, but the take of the smicha shchita daraisa. But the din of take of the smicha shchita is daraisa. So since the smicha itself is only a din midrabanan, we don't allow the mitzora to enter into the azara, because there's no hechrich that the Torah ever allows the mitzora to enter into the azara. The whole hechrich was, well, if the Torah tells me he needs smicha, the Torah tells me it's got to be take of the shchita, so it must be that we allow him to a place that's right next to the shchita. But if the Torah never says that he requires smicha, that's only a din midrabanan, then he will not be, then there's no hechrich that he's allowed into the azara. So again, the Gemara's kasha was, if there's a double din daraisa, a din of smicha and a din of take of smicha shchita, shouldn't that be a raya that a mitzora is allowed into the azara? So answer number one is, ein hachinami, he is midaraisa. It's a din midrabanan, we're afraid that he's going to be marbed the psios. Answer number two was that the din of take of the smicha shchita is not daraisa. That presumption was incorrect. And answer number three is that the din of smicha by nasha mitzora is not daraisa. That presumption was incorrect. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to yesterday's conversation. We quoted Ula in the name of Reish Lakish that bia b'miktsas is shma bia. That if a person is tamei, even sticking his hands in, that's considered entering a place. So we asked from the Braisa that if you have a mitzora whose eighth day of his Tara process falls out on Erev Pesach, and he also becomes a Balkeri, so he goes to Tara Bayis to do his Tahara, because we'd rather have him be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, since it's an Aseh Sheyesh Bekares, and let it be Docha, the Yisra of Tumah, of that he's got to leave the Tara Bayis, because that's an Aseh She'ein Bekares. But if Bia B'miksas is Shema Bia, when he enters his hands into the Azara, that's an Yisra, meaning granted, being an Tara Bayis is only a regular violation of an assay, but putting his hands into the Azara from the Matan Bahonos, that's an Isra of Kares. So how can the assay of Pesach be docha, just because it's Kares, be docha the Isra of a Balkeri going into the Azara? So Ula's answer was that no, because Bia B'miksas, Ula said Bia B'miksas Shema Bia, but Ula gave whatever answer he gave. So now the Gemara is going to give a different answer to that question. So Ravina Amar Linyan Malkus Itmar. That which Ula said in the Reish Lakish that Bia B'miksas is Shema Bia, that's only as far as Chiv Malkus, meaning it's not considered Bia as far as Kares. So you're right, there is an Isser for a Balkeri to enter the Azara, and that Isser is a Chiv Kares. But that very same Balkeri, if he only sticks his hands into the Azara, that's called Bia B'miksas, which is problematic, but it's not Kares. It's problematic as a Losa, say, as something that your Chiv Malkus the Chayiv Malkus for. Now, the basis for Ravina, Rashi writes, is Mir Mix Shema Bia is only Lagabi Malkus, not Lagabi Kares, is because the din is derived from the Hekish of Negias Tamei Tukachim. And Negias Tamei Tukachim is not a Chayiv Kares, it's only Malkus. So the Brisker Rav writes in the name of his father, the name of Reb Chaim, to explain Ravina Shita. He says, brilliant. He says, the din of Bia B'miksas is really that it's Lo Shema Bia. Aye, then what's the Yisr? What's the Yisr of sticking the hands in? He says there's another din that you're not allowed to be machnes a davar tamei into the mikdash. So mali, whether you're bringing tamei kelim into the mikdash or you're bringing tamei hands into the mikdash. So it's not a din of, it's not that you're entering. Bia mitzvah lo shema bia. You didn't enter, only your hands entered. So it's not that you went into the mikdash. But just like you're not allowed to bring a tamei kli into the mikdash, you're not allowed to bring tamei hands into the mikdash. So by sticking your hands into the azara, that's a Reb Chaim just thought about it differently. That it's an already existing din. It's just a different din. It's not the din of Bia B'miktsas. The counter argument would be No, you're not allowed to bring a dover tame into the mikdash. That has to be something that can independently become tame. Your hands can never independently become tame. It's always tame only because it's part of your body. So it either is bia b'mikdas or it's not bia b'mikdas. Okay, fine. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Avo. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Avo, that Reish Lakish did not learn from this pasuk anything about the din of Bias Mikdash. Linyan Tamei Shenaga BeKodesh Itmar. What he learned is about a Tamei person touching Kodesh that you get Malkus. The Itmar, because it was taught as follows: Tamei Shenaga BeKodesh. If a Tamei person touches Kodesh, Reish Lakish Amar Loka. Reish Lakish says you get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Loka. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus. Reish Lakish Amar Loka. Reish Lakish says you get Malkus because the pasuk says by Yoledes when she's Tamei BeKol Kodesh. Lotiga, that she's not allowed to touch Kol Kodesh, and it says Vela Mikdash Lotava, and she can't go into the base of Mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Loka, and Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus. Who betrum ksiv? The pasuk of Kol Kodesh Lotiga is not talking about actual Kodesh; it's talking about a tummy person touching truma. That it's nisra being matami truma. Reish Lakish Hai Krala Hachidasa. Wait a second, is that what Reish Lakish uses the pasuk of Kol Kodesh Lotiga to teach me? I mean, Bayilei Asar La Ochel Basar Kodesh. Reish Lakish uses that pasuk already to tell me that if you are Tameh, you're not allowed to eat Kodesh. How does he know that you're also not allowed to be Nogeya B'Kodesh? So it says it's Fasemis. Well, don't they go hand in hand? Meaning if you're eating Kodesh, aren't you by definition also touching Kodesh? It says not necessarily. Someone could take Kodesh and put it on a stick, and you'll open your mouth, and they'll stick it all the way down your throat, and you don't touch it till it's in the base of Bliya. So it's not a violation of Negiya B'Kodesh, because Tumah Balua is not Tumah. So if Reish Lakish uses this pasuk tell me about the Yisra of Achilas Kodesh, how can he also use it to teach me about Nogea B'Kodesh De Itmar Asara Lo Ochel B'Sar Kodesh Minayin? Where do we learn the Asara for eating B'Sar Kodesh Bituma? Reish Lakish Amar B'Chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Reish Lakish points to this very pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tani Bardila. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of someone named Bardila, Asya Tumaso Tumaso Mi Bias Migdash, that we have a Gezer Shava, that when it talks about a Tamei She'ochel Kodesh, it says Va'nefesh she'tochel basar mizevach Hashem 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 v'tum aso alav he's chayiv kares v'nichshel nefesh me'ameha. And when it talks about a tamei person entering the mikdash, it says kol alugeh b'meis me'nefesh adam asher yamus v'lo yischata es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichshel nefesh mi'sol timei nidal lo zorak alav tamei ya'od tum aso bo. So ma'alalan, just like going into the mikdash when you're tamei, onash v'his here, the Torah gives an onash and an asara, sa'afkan, so too when it comes to a tummy person that eats Kodesh, onash v'his here. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan, but we're not focused on Rabbi Yochanan. Bottom line is, Reish Lakish uses the pasuk of b'chol Kodesh lo tiga to tell me that a tummy person is not allowed to eat basar Kodesh. So how can he then turn around and use that same pasuk to tell me that there's an isser of a tummy person being nogeya b'kodesh? He's already using the pasuk for something else. How can he use it to teach me about a tamei person being no geya b'kodesh? So answers the Gemara, there's room in the pasuk for both limudim. Tamei shenaga b'kodesh midafka rachmana b'lashon negiya. You're right. The idea that a tamei person, the pasuk is there to teach me about the issur of a tamei person eating kodesh. How does he derive from that same pasuk about a tamei person being no geya b'kodesh? Because the Torah uses the word lo Tiga. So since he uses the lashon negiya, that's why it's a valid asara. Asara la ochel midiskush kodesh l'mikdash. The fact that it serves as an asara for ochel kodesh, that's from the fact that it says b'chol kodesh lo siga ve'ela mikdash lo tavo. So we learn from the juxtaposition of bia l'mikdash and touching that the pasuk is about eating b'sar kodesh and not really about being nogea. Because just like bias hamikdash is a chi of kares, so whatever we're talking about in this pasuk must be something that's a chi of kares, and there's no chi of kares for touching kodesh. The chi of kares is only for eating kodesh. So that's how I know it's about eating kodesh. Tiny kavasid Reish Lakish. We have a brisa that says like Reish Lakish that the makar of the idea that a tamei who eats pasuk kodesh is this pasuk is explicit in the brisa. But kol kodesh lo siga asara lo ochel. It's an asara for someone eating pasuk kodesh bituma. Atomar asara lo ochel oinu el nogeya. Are you sure it's only about an ochel? Maybe it's about someone who's nogeya b'kodesh. Tamalomer b'kol kodesh lo tiga v'la mikdash lo tavo. That we have right next to each other the isra of lo tiga and El Mikdash Lotavo. So Makish Kodesh Lemikdash. We're apparently comparing whatever this Isser is to Bias Mikdash. Well, Ma Mikdash, just like by Bias Mikdash, Dover Shiesh Bo Nitilas Neshama, it's something for which you're Chayiv Kares. So whatever this Pasuk is referring to must be something for which you're Chayiv Kares. Sa'av Kodesh, Dover Shiesh Bo Nitilas Neshama, it must be something for which you're Chayiv Kares. Vi Nitilas Neshama, Mi Ika. Vi Binogea, Nitilas Neshama, Mi Ika. And if we're only talking about touching Kodesh, there is no Chayiv Kares for touching Kodesh. There's only a Chayiv Kares for eating Kodesh. Ella ba'achila. So it must be that it's about achila b'kodesh. So frakti gemara v'akati mi'bayilei l'tamei she'achal basar kodesh l'tnei zrika. But wait, I still need this pasuk to tell me about a tamei that eats kodesh before zrika. Did mar tamei she'achal basar kodesh l'tnei zrika reish lakash ha'maloka v'rabi yochan ha'mein ha'loka reish lakash ha'maloka, where do I know it from? B'kol kodesh lo tiga lo shnav l'tnei zrika lo shnav li'achar zrika, regardless of whether it's before or after zrika. Rabi yochan ha'mein ha'loka that the whole pasuk is only from the Gzeir Shabbat to Masu. We know it's only about Achar Zrika. So it's a third thing that I derive from this pasuk. So it says, "Mar imkein lemakra bikodesh, my bikol kodesh shema minotarti." So it must be that it's coming to tell me when it says bikol kodesh that a tame person who eats pasuk kodesh li Achar Zrika, as well as a tame person who eats pasuk kodesh lifnei Zrika. So at the end of the day, I have three limudim from the pasuk of b'kol kodesh lo siga according to Reish Lakish, a tami shenogeya b'kodesh, a tami that eats kodesh lefnei zrika, and a tami that eats kodesh li achar zrika. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with gufa. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.